Taf Yud Dalet. The Gemara over here brings a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. What type of boards of wood are kosher v'schach, and what type of boards of wood are not kosher v'schach? And the Gemara has a machlokes exactly how wide the schach, these boards of wood are allowed to be in order to make them possible for schach. The bottom line of the Gemara is that really these boards of wood are not mekabel tumah, the gedulim in haaretz. So there's no reason why minat Torah they should be posel for schach. So the Gemara says that the reason why they're posel is, if they are, according to those shittas, is Rav Meir islay gezeiras tikra, Rav Yehuda leslay gezeiras tikra. The machloikis revolves around this gezeira that the Chum made that's called gezeiras tikra. What is the gezeiras tikra? So the gezeira is, Rashi explains, that person's house is also made of beams of wood. The roof of a person's house is beams of wood. So if a person were to make a sukkah, build a sukkah, and he would take the same beams of wood, same type of beams that he uses on top of his house, and he would use those for a sukkah, so he would think, so what's the difference between my house and my sukkah? They look exactly the same. I use the same materials to build my house I use to build my sukkah. So you'd say, what's the point? Why do I have to build a sukkah? Why don't I just sit in my house? And then, if he sits in his house instead of his sukkah, that already is no good. Because you have to build a sukkah. You can't be yotze with a sukkah in your house. Now, the question is, what exactly is the problem of sitting in your house? Manushach. If the house is not made out of materials that are kosher for tzach, so then, obviously, it's no good. Right, it does. You wouldn't come to think that you could sit in modern houses that the ceilings and the roofs are not made of wood; they're made out of other materials, and all those other materials are not kosher v'schach. A person won't think that those things will be kosher. And if this person's house that the person thinks he's going to use as a sukkah is actually made up of only beams of wood, which are kosher v'schach min haTorah, so what's the problem? Why can't the person sit in his house and be yotze for the mitzvah of sukkah? So the first issue really the Gemara deals with. The Gemara later on in Daf Tezvav, in continuation of the sugya, and the Gemara says that if a person has a house, Mishnah says if a person has a house and on the top of the house there are beams that go across the entire roof of the house, and there's no maziva, there's no cement, so the roof is completely made out of something which is kosher for schach. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that it's not a kosher sukkah. And the Gemara says the reason why it's not a kosher sukkah is because of the problem of tasav lo min osu. Now the halacha is that when you put the schach on top of the sukkah, it has to be put on with the kavana in mind. You have to have in mind that you're putting the sach on top of this building, l'shem sach, l'shem sukkah, or l'shem tzel. You have to have one of these things in mind, one of these kavanas. Otherwise, it's tasav lo min osu. After you put on the sach, you had in mind that I'm going to use this as my sukkah, it's no good. So if somebody was living in his house, and it happens to be that on the roof of his house is made out of something which is kosher for sach, still, it's not a kosher sukkah, because when he put the beams or whatever it was on his roof, he didn't have in mind to put it on for sukkahs. He put it on during the middle of the summer. He put it on a different time of the year. It wasn't sukkahs time, and he didn't have in mind that it was going to be a kosher sukkah. So now that he changes his mind and he wants to use it for sach, it's not going to be a kosher sukkah, unless the Gemara has certain eitzes that the Gemara gives if a person wants to make this kosher for sukkah. So, at first glance, it seems that the Gemara seems to say that the only reason why a person cannot be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah by sitting in his house is because of the problem of tasav lo min osu. So if that's the case, then the only thing that's missing is kavana. So we have a very simple solution. Whenever a person builds his house, before he puts the beams on top of his roof, he'll use something which is, he won't use any plaster, he won't use any maziva, it'll be kosher. It'll be a kosher sukkah. The materials will be kosher. And when he puts on, he'll say, I also have in mind that this will be the shame schach. When it comes sukkah's time, I have in mind it will be a kosher sukkah. So in that case, when he originally puts the schach on top of his house, he has kavana. So there's no problem of tasav lo min osu. The question is this considered a kosher sukkah or not? Or the fact that he lives in the sukkah, if he lives in this sukkah the entire year, is that a problem? Now the truth is, Rashi over here, his lashon is that if a person says he's going to live in his house on sukkahs and he's going to use it as a sukkah, Rashi says that that's no good. Why is that no good? Rashi doesn't say the Gemara's reason later on of Tassav Loim and Asli. Rashi says a different reason. Rashi says the sukkah Omer Achmano. The Torah says you have to sit in a sukkah. V'loi beisa shokoyim ay sashon. And a sukkah by definition means it's not your house. So Rashi seems to say that it's Xeris HaKosav. He seems to make up a drosha that by definition a person's sukkah has to be a different room, a different building than what he uses to live in the rest of the year. So therefore, even if the sukkah is otherwise, this house is otherwise 100% kosher sukkah, as kosher sach, and there's no problem of tasav lo imin ha'osli, and everything is kosher, still, since he lives in this room, in this house, the rest of the year, come sukkah's time, this will not be considered a kosher sukkah. And the truth is, there are other places in the Masechta where we see this idea. For one, we find a Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier discusses a Sukkah Hayotzrim. Sukkah Hayotzrim, the Gemara earlier says on Daf Ches, that it's somebody who makes pots. A Yotzer, someone who makes pots. And the Derech was, he used to live not in a regular house. His roof of his house used to be made from something which was Sach Kosher. And the Gemara says over there that he has two rooms. This Sukkah Yotzrim has two rooms. There's an inner room and an outer room. And the Gemara says over there clearly that the inner room, even though it has Sach Kosher, it's not considered a Sukkah Kshair. Because it's not a Diras Ara. It's the place where he lives the entire year. So the Gemara seems to say clearly that a person's house, a person's room where he lives the entire year, even if, technically speaking, the materials that are kosher sukkah, it would be 100% kosher sukkah, still the fact that a person lives there the rest of the year invalidates that room to be a kosher sukkah. And therefore, at least this person who lives there the rest of the year cannot fulfill his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah by sitting in this sukkah. There's a similar idea. The Gemara has a drosha on that test. The Gemara says, Basukah is Teshu, and the Gemara over there says, Adrosha, are there certain things that are excluded? And one of the things the Gemara excludes is that you have to sit in a sukkah, V'loi b'sukkah shebetoich habayis. And you're not allowed to sit inside a sukkah that's inside a house. So the question is, what exactly is the chiddush? If you have a sukkah inside a house, then you don't have sach kosher, because you have the roof of the house that's on top. And if you have the roof of the house on top, even if I put schach on top of my sukkah, but if on top of that schach kosher, the schach posel, so then the sukkah is automatically not kosher. So why do I need a drosha from a posel to tell me that a sukkah that's in your house is not kosher? So the achronim over there say that the chiddush of this gemara is, even if the house doesn't have an adequate ceiling, the house doesn't have an adequate roof, and it might possibly be that the ceiling of the house is open. In such a case, the ceiling of the house is open, so I can build a sukkah in that area, that open area that's part of my house, and put sach on top of it, and I can sit there. And still, the Gemara says we have a drosha that a person cannot fulfill his mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah, with a sukkah that is inside his house. And that would seem to be a proof for Shita's Rashi. But Rashi says that a person cannot be yoytz of the mitzvah of sukkah by sitting in his house, even if the sach itself is kosher. Question is, how far are we going to take this halacha? And the truth is that not only does Rashi bring down this drosha and this halacha that a person cannot be yoytz to the mitzvah of sukkah with his house. Truth is, Tosfos himself earlier on the Beis Din Aleph brings down the same exact words that Rashi says. Tosfos says sukkah merachmanov loy beisoy shekoy meis hashana, that the mitzvah of sukkah is to sit in a separate sukkah and not to sit in a person's house that he has lived in the rest of the year. And Tosfos over there says an interesting chiddush. Tosfos over there says we know that the Gemara says later on that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a siman klal. It's not a good thing for it to rain on Sukkot, because people are sitting in the Sukkot and they're going to get wet and they won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot because it's going to rain in the Sukkot. So Tosfos says, what's the big deal? Why don't you make a sukkah and use beams and make sure there isn't any space in between the beams? And if everything is done right, so then you'll have a sukkah where it doesn't rain into the sukkah. And you can conceivably have a sukkah where the schach is very thick and there aren't any spaces in between the schach, and therefore it'll be a sukkah that's safe from rain. So then why do we consider rain a siman klal on sukkahs? So Tosfos, you see from here that if you have a sukkah, someone builds a sukkah, and the sukkah is so strong, the schach is so strong and so thick that the rain can't get in, so Tosfos says that sukkah is no good. That sukkah is possible. Why is that sukkah possible? What's wrong with the sukkah? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that this sukkah is no good? The answer is that Tosfos over there says that the Gemara has the Rashi says a drasha. Tosfos brings sukkah of Levi's. The Torah says that you have to sit in a sukkah. A sukkah is by definition different than your house. So even if it's not your house, even it actually happens to be a different area. It's not like Rashi was talking about a case where you want to build your house in a way where it's a kosher sukkah. Tosfos is saying you built a sukkah. I built a sukkah, but I built it in a way where it's just like my house. Tosfos says even in such a case where I built a sukkah and it's just like my house and it's such a strong roof that if the rain doesn't come in, Tosfos says that's also a problem and that sukkah will not be kosher. Another application that the Poskim take out of this Tosfos is brought down in the Shaar Tzion. Shaar Tzion says in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Ayin Zayin, and he says the source for his halacha is the Tosfos on that base. Shaar Tzion says that if somebody has schach and he puts schach on a sukkah and he nails the schach into the sukkah, or he attaches the schach to a sukkah in a way where it can't move, and now it's stuck to the building, it's stuck to the rest of the sukkah, says the Shaar Tzion that you see from Tosfos that sukkah is not kosher. The halacha is that the schach has to be arai. The schach cannot be keva. The schach has to be something which is not permanent. By definition, even though the Gemara says that you could build the walls of the sukkah, it could be very permanent, but the schach has to be something which is by definition not permanent. And the Shaar Tzion says that the makar, the source for this halacha, comes from this Tosfos. What do you see from the Shaar Tzion? You see, the Shaar Tzion says that not only that this, as an extension of this rule that Tosfos says, that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah sukkah with your house, and that's why you cannot build a sukkah which is so strong that it won't let the rain in. So too, if you have a sukkah that's so strong that if the schach is attached to the sukkah in a way where it's very strong and it can't come off, it can't blow away, such a building is not considered a sukkah. That's considered like a bayis, and therefore that sukkah is posel. And the mashmois of the Shaar Tzion is that sukkah is posel and not Torah. Even though the Shaar Tzion brings that from Tosfos, but it's not 100% clear in the other case, but Tosfos says explicitly, Tosfos says that if you build a sukkah that's so strong that it can't rain in to your sukkah, it's not 100% clear from the Shulchan Aruch what the halach would be. Because even though Rabbeinu Tam says that such a sukkah is possible, but not all the Rishonim agree with him. It's actually a machlokes between the Rishonim, and interesting to note that even though the Beis Yosef does bring down shittas about this, but in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's not brought down clearly this halacha. The only place where the Shulchan Aruch is meramis this halacha is when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha of our Gemara. When the Gemara says that there's a Gzeiris Tikra and you're not allowed to use beams of wood that are a certain width, possibly 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, they're already not kosher schach. But the halacha is, if they're less than 3 tefachim wide, everybody agrees in the Gemara that there's kanan ba'alma, they're not considered nisarim, they're not considered beams, and therefore they're kosher schach. So the halacha is, the maskan of the Gemara by us is, and the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings down is that if you have beams of wood that are very, very thin, they're less than 3 tefachim, they are kosher schach. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says that the minig is not to use beams of wood at all. Now, the question is, what could be the problem? The Gemara says that it's not a problem. So the reason that's brought down, that the Bisois and Dr. Moshe bring down over there, why it would be a problem to use such beams as schach, is because we're afraid if you use beams, even though they're very, very thin, but they were lining up evenly against each other, And we're afraid that if you take the entire staff that's made out of such beams, even though they're very, very thin, it's possible that you're going to build a sukkah that's so strong that the rain won't be able to get in. There won't be any room for the rain to seep in between the beams. So in such a case, there are opinions that hold that the sukkah is not kosher. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag was not to use such beams, even though they're less than 3 tefachim. Why? Because we're afraid that you might make the sukkah in a way where you're going to end up having a problem with your sukkah. Won't be kosher because it won't rain into the sukkah. So even though the Mechaber doesn't say explicitly that such a sukkah is no good, but it would seem that the Mechaber at least says that it could be, it's possible that it might not be possible in our Torah. It's possible that it's only possible in the Rabbanon. And under such circumstances, it could be that Mechaber holds that even though he doesn't paskin and he doesn't say explicitly like Rabbi Natan that there is such a psul that a person is not allowed to be yoyt to the mitzvah of sukkah in with his house, but it could be that midrabanan the Chacham said that you're not supposed to be yoyt with such a sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.